I've got a verse in the Bible. Who wants to read this verse for me? Is there any volunteer to read a verse? It's got one longish word that I can help you with. Any volunteers? You want to read it? Yeah. And it's Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. I'll show you where it is in my Bible. And if I unclip this, can you read it from there? No.
Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power, this is its work within us.
Right, thank you very much. It says there, well done, it says there, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. Have you ever asked for anything? Have you ever asked for anything and then got something even better than you asked for? This is what this verse is about. Now then, I'm going to tell you the story. And I've got a piece of paper here to help me with the story. This is a high-tech story, I hope you realise. It's a piece of A4 paper cut into strips with some things to fasten it. This is a story about one man. Do you like that? One. One man. And he was asking for something. And what this man wanted, more than anything else, was the ability to be able to walk. Because this man couldn't walk. He was paralysed. This man, the one man who couldn't walk, had, let's count how many friends he had. One, two, three, four friends. So one man and his four friends. Now this one man, all he wanted, all he asked for, was the ability to be able to walk. Now then, the five friends, the one man and his four friends, did lots of things together. But it was the days before we had wheelchairs or motorised scooters and things like that. So the four friends used to carry the one man on his mattress. Wherever they would go, they had like a stretchable mattress and they would carry him wherever he went. Now one day, they heard something. They heard something that was really, really exciting. Have you ever been excited? Yeah. Well, this was like all the Christmases had come at once. It was like every Christmas morning you could ever dream of was there at once. This one man and his, how many friends did he have? One, two, three, four friends heard Jesus was coming back to Capernaum. And Jesus could do immeasurably more than we could ever ask or imagine. So the four friends took the one friend on his bed to the house where Jesus was. Now this house wasn't a house like we have. It was a house with a flat roof, not a pointed roof. So it's a house with a flat roof. And do you have stairs in your house? Yeah? Do you have stairs in your inside your house? Well, in your house is probably like that, with stairs inside. Well, their house wasn't like that. It was like that. And the stairs were outside. And went up the outside the house. And so the four friends carried the man who couldn't walk on his stretcher, and they went to the house. But when they got to the house with the flat roof, with the stairs on the outside, the flat roof, you never guess what happened. They got to the doorway, can't do a door, sorry. A pointed doorway. They got to a doorway, and there were so many people, they were even all outside the doorway. And they tried to carry the man in, and they couldn't get past the people. Oh, do you think they were sad? Yeah, they were a bit sad, but you know what? They never gave up. Remember that? They never gave up, because they knew Jesus could do immeasurably more than they could ever ask or imagine. So they got their friend and they saw the stairs at the corner of the house with the flat roof. And they started to carry their friend up the stairs onto the roof. Now the roof was made up of lots of square roof tiles that were laid flat and they were covered with clay. So the men went up the stairs and they took with them some little sticks and scrapers. And they would have had to have some sticks and scrapers to scrape away the clay and decided to lift the tiles off the roof. Well, there were some people who were inside the house with the flat roof, with the stairs on the outside, who were not very impressed. Because they started to look up and there was a hole appearing in the ceiling. And it got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And dust was coming down and bits of tile came down. And they weren't impressed with this. Because they were important people and they were here to find out whether this Jesus really was who he said he was. Now then, the four friends lowered the man down on his mattress. And he came down and down and down to his at the feet of Jesus. Jesus said this to him, "Your sins are forgiven you." And at that, some people who wanted to test Jesus and find out whether he really was the Messiah and the Son of God started to mutter them to themselves. And he started to think in their hearts that only God could forgive sins and not Jesus. Now then, what did the man go to Jesus to get? What was he going to ask for? To make him better so he could walk. Now what had Jesus offered to do for him? Can you remember what I've just said? Jesus said, your sins are forgiven. So he'd offered to forgive him sins. So that's more, isn't it? So this Jesus then said, he could tell these people around, didn't think Jesus could do it. So he said, "I'll tell you something." He looked at the man on the mattress and he said, "Which is easier to say? Your sins are forgiven or get up and walk?" Oh, and they all looked and Jesus, yes, Cameron? Get up and walk. So he looked at him and he stretched out his hand and he said to the man, "Get up and walk and take your mat and go home." At that point, this man started to get strength in his legs. He started to realise there was something happening. And the strength came back into his legs. And he tried them up and he got up and they worked. Do you think he was excited? His legs started to work. And he looked down and there was his mat on the floor. So he folded his mat up. And he got his legs working and he went running out the house with his mat under his arm, to his amazement of his 1, 2, 3, 4 friends. So the one man and his four friends no longer needed the mat because this man's legs were working again. Now, not only was his legs working again, but what else had Jesus done? Forgiving him his sins. So he went and asked for one thing, but got far more. Because now he was back as a friend of God again, because he had his sins forgiven. Now then, do you want to read this verse again for me? Somebody want to read this verse for me again? Anyone want to read it, or shall I read it? Do you want to read it? Yeah? We'll read this verse again, and we're going to just think how we can be like Jesus. Just hold this for you. You read it nice and loud. Starting from there.
Now to him who is able to do
immeasurably
more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work
within
us.
Well done. Excellent. I'm going to sit back down now. Now, did you hear that? What did it say? According to his power that is within us. Now, the same Holy Spirit that was with Jesus, been given to Jesus, is now in us if we believe in Jesus. Now then, think of the things we can do. Think of the extra things that we can ask or we can do for other people. Now then, there's another part in the Bible where it tells us about going the extra mile. If somebody asks you to do one thing, don't just do what they've asked you to do more for them. Now then, can you ever think of something you could do to help somebody? Can anyone think of something you might do to help? What could you do at home to help? Yeah. You could help when you're cooking the dinner or washing the pots. Instead of being waiting to be asked, you could offer, couldn't you, to help out. Right, now then, and at school, if you're in school, have you found a thought of something? Stop leaving your toys on the floor. There's big smiles over here. Yeah, excellent. Instead of being asked to tidy up, we could think, I could do more than I've been asked to do. I'll tidy up before I'm asked. And the same is when we meet people who need to be, we could pray for people, couldn't we, as well? We can pray for people and ask God to do things for people. Now, so today's verse was this. We'll read it one more time. It says this: now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power at work within us. So now when we ask God to help somebody, we need to be willing to be part of the answer. When we want God to bless our families, we need to be to help our families and bless our families. When we want God to do some good things in our school, we need to be helping in our school and doing what's the good things to do. Now then, shall we finish with a prayer? Father, we just thank you that we can come to you and you are able to do through us immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, with that power of the Holy Spirit working through us. Father, we just pray, as John said before, about that sphere of influence, that place where we go, whether it's school or home or with our friends, may we be people who influence people for good and do good things in your name. Do good things for others in your name. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Now then, Karen's just waving a big box of Yorkies at me. I don't think they're all for me. So is this for the children? So all the children, in a minute, if you walk over to Karen, I think she's got your sweets for you there. And to everyone else, that's the end of our service this morning. Thank you for coming along. And can I just say one last thing before we finish? We haven't thanked all the people who worked really hard, I don't think, in the kids' church or in Minimounts Mountains, the creche. So can we just show our appreciation for all the hard work they've done? Say thank you for all the hard work you do in those groups, and the work you put in that people don't, we don't see in this part of the church here. So thank you very much.